Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Katz, Shlomo Ben Sara, Malka Bat Allegra, Helen Friedman, Dorit Bat Sara, and Shifra Bat Sara, and to elevating the souls of Daniel Nankin, Allegra Bat Rachel, Pesach Se Ben Chaba, Harav Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Barry Hoffman, Dennis Shore, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. This week we want to discuss another aspect of the incredible racial double standard that exists in this country, in America's attempt to worship black Jew haters and black Nazis that want to destroy the Jewish people and that hate all whites, that hate whites in general and Jews in particular. And again, we're targeting on this program black racist Nazis. We're not targeting everybody whose skin color is black because we're not interested in the color of someone's skin. But when blacks as a cultural group, as an ethnic group, have declared war on the Jewish people have a right to respond and should respond and should stop sucking up to their enemies for a change. And that's true for Jews, and it's true for whites in general. And that's true, and the vast majority of blacks in America, the overwhelming majority, are racists, are anti-Semites, are vicious haters. Now, one of the manifestations of the so-called protests, which are really riots that have been taking place, one of the manifestations is tearing down, burning, defacing and destroying monuments to the founding fathers. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, all the founding fathers. Monuments have been destroyed in city after city because they claim the founding fathers are racists and America's racist and America's as a nation is racist and the founding of America was racist and so on. All hypocrisy. All a pile of crap. George Washington statues have been destroyed, burned, torn down, or defaced in New York, Baltimore, Maryland, Portland, Oregon, and Chicago, Illinois, among other places, just this past week. Now, George Washington, by the way, was the founder of the United States of America. He was the first president of the United States. If you hate George Washington and you want to destroy his statues and you want to burn his statues, that's basically saying that you hate America. You hate everything America stands for and the founding of America. And don't give me this crap that, well, they had slavery in America. There was a time when there was slavery in America. But you had slavery in every African country. The Africans, the black Africans had slavery. They enslaved their own people. And there's still slavery in Africa to this day. So is it okay to hate Africa? I mean, the double standard, the hypocrisy. And the slaves, by the way, the black slaves in America were treated far better than black slaves are treated by their fellow blacks in Africa. Or than they're treated by the Arab Muslims who started the slave trade and whom all the black Nazis worship. Now, at the same time that statues of the founding fathers of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, the founding fathers are being torn down in all these American cities, you have blacks being honored and deified all over America, the worst black Nazis. We're going to give you one example. There are many other examples that we could give you, but we're going to give you one example on the program this week, and that's Malcolm X. Malcolm X, the convicted and admitted drug dealer who sold poison to his own people in his own community, sold poison to the children in his own community. That's the big role model in the black community today. A rapist, a pimp, a drug dealer, and a homosexual prostitute who used to sell his own body at the YMCA So he's also a sexual deviant, aside from being also a pimp and a rapist and a drug dealer. And this illegitimate scum, he wrote an autobiography. He made many, many speeches referring to all whites as devils, saying, "You blue-eyed devils." He used to say, "Hey, hey, hey, yeah, you is all blue-eyed devils, hey, hey, hey." Imagine if a white politician went around saying, "You black devils." How long would a white politician who went around saying, "You black devils," how long would that white politician last in American politics? Would he even be allowed to run? Now, we're going to give you one example of the hatred of Malcolm X, aside from all the speeches and the interviews where he attacked Jews relentlessly. We're going to give you just an example. He wrote an autobiography. And by the way, the same publishers that published his autobiography refused to publish a biography of Chaim ben Pesach of me that a reporter wanted to write. A journalist wanted to write an autobiography of me, and they refused to. I was too controversial, but Malcolm X was not. The drug dealer, the pimp, the homosexual prostitute, the black Nazi who called for the extermination of Jews and of whites, that wasn't too controversial for the Jewish owners of big publishing companies. Now, in his autobiography, Malcolm X blames the Jews for the problems of blacks. It's not because blacks are lazy, hateful, jealous people who live here 400 years and still haven't learned how to speak English properly and have low IQs and low test scores because they don't want to learn and they don't have discipline. They abandon their own babies. Over 80% of all black babies are abandoned by their own fathers. It's not because of that. No, the Jews who are the ones who did everything for blacks. They're responsible for the problems of blacks. If not for the Jews, the blacks wouldn't have, as we've mentioned on the show many times, they wouldn't have a pot to piss in if not for the Jews. Malcolm X explains to us that he believed, that explains to us that he believed in what Louis Farrakhan and Elijah Muhammad, the founders of the Nation of Islam, described as Yaqub's history. Malcolm X was an advocate and a believer in Yaqub's history. What is Yaqub? They're referring to Yaakov Avinu, Jacob, our father. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are the fathers of the Jewish people in the Bible. They are the most holy and sacred people, if you read the Bible and the Torah. God loved them and promised them an eternal covenant. And one of them, Yaakov, was the father of the Jewish people, father of the 12 tribes who eventually became the 12 tribes of Israel. One of the most magnificent, holy, saintly people ever to live in human history. And the Muslims hate Yaakov. They claim Yaakov, they hate Yaakov, they hate Yitzchak, and they say that it was really Yishmael who was chosen by God, that the Bible is lying, that the Torah and the Bible are lying, the Quran, that's where you see the truth in the Quran. Yeah. Anyway, and they have something called Yaqub's history, which is part of the teachings that Malcolm X preached. Malcolm X preached this, and he explained this to the end, even after he left the Nation of Islam because of the endless personality splits that they had, and he was assassinated by fellow black Muslims. But even after that, he, to the day he died, though, believed in Yaqub, the history of Yaqub. What is the history of Yaqub? This is their teaching. This is what the black Muslims teach. That the white race in general, and the Jews in particular, were created by an evil scientist named Yaqub. Yaqub, an evil scientist, created the whites and the Jews in a test tube 6,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, the type of ridiculous, laughable nonsense that these primitive, ignorant, low IQ, lazy, welfare bums in housing projects preach to make themselves feel that they have some human worth. You know, I love seeing them say on television now, "We built America." They built America. They built nothing. They destroyed every major city. They built nothing. They're burying this country. Anyway, if they did such a great job building, how come Africa isn't built? How come they still live in huts in Africa and are still starving to death? And without Whitey, they can't survive 5 seconds in Africa or in America without Whitey. Anyway, they claim this evil scientist named Yaqub, which is Yaakov, Jacob, our father. He was really an evil scientist, and he created the white devil race and the Jewish devils in a test tube. And by the way, Malcolm X always referred to the Jews as devils and called for their extermination and referred to whites as devils. He called them, "You blue-eyed devils," and called for their extermination and said that the day would come when Allah would exterminate all the whites and all the Jews. Now, if you have someone like Malcolm X, who refers to an entire race of people, the Caucasians, the whites, as devils, and calls for their complete extermination, this is Nazism. This isn't different from what Adolf Hitler, Yimach Shmo V'Zichro, and the Nazis preached. This is Nazism. And then calls for the extermination of the Jewish people. This is Nazism. And calls all the Jews devils. That's Nazism. On this program, we're not against any race or people because of their race, because of their ethnicity. We're not against, if there are blacks who are not anti-Semites, who are not racist, and there are blacks who are not anti-Semites and not racist. There is a minority of blacks who are not part of that. We have nothing against them. We're only against those who are hate-mongering Nazi scum. And so Malcolm X was a black Nazi who advocated the same things, doing the same things to whites and Jews that Hitler did to the Jews and that Hitler wanted to do to anyone who wasn't German. Hitler wanted to exterminate in the end all non-Germans. And so Malcolm X is no different from Adolf Hitler in terms of his ideology. His philosophy, his ideology is the same as Adolf Hitler's ideology and philosophy. True, he and his people are too dumb to carry out what Hitler and the Germans did during the Holocaust. True, but that doesn't mean they don't want to do it. And it doesn't mean they're not doing it in their own way as much as they can. You know, murdering people here and there and doing the other things that they do. And so what is the reaction to this black Nazi? I mean, who calls all whites and all Jews devils and calls for the extermination of the white race and calls for the extermination of the Jewish people. You would think that everybody would universally condemn him and say, wow, what a disgusting, evil, hateful, racist monster this is. You would think. No! Not on Facebook, not on YouTube, not Google. They love him. They honor him. And look at all the streets in American cities that have been named after Malcolm X. Edwina Koch, Yimach Shmo V'Zichro, the so-called mayor of New York City for 12 years, that self-hating Jewish pervert. Okay? Edwina Koch, who was, by the way, a homosexual pervert. Edwina Koch, who condemned our glorious rabbi, Rabbi Meir Kahana, Zecher Tzaddik V'Kadosh Livracha, Hashem Yikom Damo, and called him a Nazi. Which was and called Rabbi Kahana a racist, which is completely untrue. Rabbi Kahana was not a racist. He was against racists. And by the way, on this program in JTF, we are not racists. We are anti-racists. We're fighting the racists. On this program that you see, we're condemning racists and standing against them. And those that disagree with us and say you shouldn't say that, you shouldn't, are in fact apologists for racism. Or too cowardly to stand up to the racists. Edwina Koch, who was the mayor of New York, in 1987, renamed Lenox Avenue in Manhattan big avenue in Manhattan, in New York City, renamed it Malcolm X Boulevard. Now, if you go to Lenox Avenue in Manhattan, it's Malcolm X Boulevard. That's a big, very big avenue. Reed Avenue in Brooklyn in 1985, also when Koch was mayor, was renamed Malcolm X Boulevard as well. So you have Reed Avenue in Brooklyn and Lenox Avenue in Manhattan have been renamed Malcolm X Boulevard since the 1980s. Is anybody calling for removing that name from this vicious black Nazi? No, they're too busy tearing down statues of George Washington. Because there was slavery in the United States when the United States was first created. Well, let me tell you something, okay? The Nazis that Malcolm X supported murdered over 6 million Jewish men, women, and children. The slave traders who brought blacks to America. The reality is, and I'm sure nobody likes being a slave, but the reality is, that was the best thing that ever happened to the blacks who were brought over here. Would they have been better staying in Africa? Things are better in Africa than they are for blacks in America? The best thing that ever happened to them was when they were brought here, even as slaves. And eventually, of course, they were freed by white people. Whites fought to free them. A civil war was fought in order to liberate blacks from slavery. And now they want to tear down Abraham Lincoln's statues. And so they rename streets after this black Nazi Malcolm X in Brooklyn and Manhattan. Oakland Avenue in Dallas, Texas has been renamed Malcolm X Boulevard. Main Street in Lansing, Michigan has been renamed Malcolm X Boulevard, Malcolm X Street. In Lansing, Michigan, it's Malcolm X Street. And so on. And everybody honors Malcolm X, just like everybody honors Al Sharpton. He's a civil rights leader, that demagogic, ugly, ignorant, despicable piece of subhuman filth. He has a show, a one-hour show, every night on MSNBC, Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton, who said, the Jews are all diamond dealers. They're all diamond smuggling diamonds. They're diamond dealers. And made speeches that incited the Crown Heights pogrom, in which Yonkel Rosenbaum, an innocent yeshiva student from Australia who was visiting the Crown Heights section of Brooklyn, was brutally murdered by a mob of black Nazis screaming, "Kill the Jews, get the Jews." And a black jury acquitted Lemrick Nelson, the only black who was arrested in the case. They didn't arrest any of the other 19 other blacks were involved in the murder. They were never touched. Only Lemrick Nelson was arrested, and he was acquitted by a black jury. That's all part of justice. That's no justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. That's justice? Scum! Scum! And you Jews that defend them, you self-hating Jews and self-hating whites that defend them, you are the lowest, and I hope that they do everything to you that they want to do to you. I hope, those of you who defend them, I hope they do to you what they want to do, what they promise to do to you. I hope the day comes when they won't be so dumb that they're unable to do it. I hope they'll be able to do it to you because you deserve it. And someday God will do it to you. God will punish you on Judgment Day, on Yom HaDin, on the Day of Judgment, for defending these Amalekites. Yaqub, the evil scientist Yaqub, created the Jews and the whites in a test tube 6,000 years ago. The Jew devils and the white devils. Hey, Jew boys. Amiri Baraka. His real name was Leroy Jones. Leroy Jones! He called himself Amiri Baraka and became a poet. And he wrote that he had the Hitler syndrome. He wanted to exterminate the Jew boys. He had a Hitler syndrome. He had the Hitler syndrome. He just felt like exterminating the Jew boys. That was Amiri Baraka. He was honored by Yale University, by all the universities, and all the Jewish organizations all bowed down to him, and Jewish groups invited him to come and speak. The same ones that condemned our great leader, Rabbi Kahana, for standing against black racism and black anti-Semitism and all racism and all anti-Semitism. What a sick, upside-down world we live in. What a twisted, upside-down world filled with double standards and insanity. Woe unto those that call light darkness and darkness light, good evil and evil good. Yes, the prophets in the Bible, certainly, they understood the times that we're going to live in. They understood the horrible situation we're going to have where everything is upside down and everything is the opposite of the truth. And you have the same situation in the Middle East with the Arab Muslim Nazis being treated as victims. The Arab Muslim Nazis who have tried for 150 years now to exterminate the Jewish people in Israel, have tried to perpetrate another Holocaust against the Jews of Israel. And they're portrayed by the whole world as the victims, including by the self-hating Jews. They're the victims. They didn't succeed in exterminating the Jewish people and perpetrating another Holocaust and murdering millions of Jews once again. They didn't succeed in carrying out what they have sworn to do. And so because they didn't succeed and they lost the wars, they're the victims. The Jews survived. They committed a crime by surviving. They're not supposed to survive. They were supposed to lose and allow themselves to be annihilated. They love, you know, the world loves when the Jews are annihilated. Then they build us museums and monuments and all types of, they have all types of days that they dedicate. In the United States, the whole idea of being Jewish now is the Holocaust. Everything's the Holocaust, the Holocaust, the Holocaust. Jewish heroism and the recreation of a Jewish state and the things that we should be proud of, that you never hear about. In fact, those are things the Jews in America shun. That they run away from. Because the Jews are so stupid when it comes to their own survival. So unbelievably stupid. And it is such a miracle that they have survived all these thousands of years. Without God, they wouldn't have survived 5 minutes. They are so hopelessly stupid when it comes to their own survival that they don't understand. The world praises them and likes them when they die in Holocausts. Yes, when Jews die in Holocausts, then they praise us because they're happy to see us exterminated. And when we do things like Oslo and other things and other agreements and surrender land, then we're praised temporarily until the demand for the next retreat, until the next retreat, until we commit national suicide and no longer exist, which is what the world would like to see. But when we stand up and are strong and survive and prevail and win, then they're angry and frustrated. When they're angry and frustrated, when our enemies are angry and frustrated, we should be happy. It's good when they're frustrated. That means we're winning. That means we're winning. But the brain-dead Jews and the good-for-nothing, full-of-crap, assimilated, intermarried, cowardly Jews of America, they'd never understand a story like that. And that includes the Jewish leaders in Israel as well. The Jewish leaders in Israel, no different from the self-hating Jews in America. Netanyahu, they talk about him like he's some sort of right winger. He's the lowest, most cowardly worm. And so here we are, honoring black Nazis who call Jews devils and call whites devils and call for the extermination of all whites and all Jews, and condemn the real civil rights leader, Rabbi Kahana, who was fighting for true civil and was the real anti-racist and fighting for true civil rights. What an upside-down world. JTF is waging a campaign on the internet with Hebrew videos to reach the Jews of Israel with the truth, to bring them a true message that no one else will tell, that no one else is bringing them this message. Thousands of Jews in Israel every week are seeing our videos. We've got 6 Hebrew videos now in our advertising campaign. And thousands of Jews in Israel are seeing our videos. And we're hoping to bring some truth to them. I don't know how much the videos will actually change them or affect them. I don't know. I don't know. Some people comment on the videos. Some of them are against the videos, of course. And some people comment on the videos and say they agree with the videos and praise the videos. How much it actually changes things, I don't know. But we're trying to pave the road, at least, ideologically. In terms of ideas, in terms of ideology, in terms of outlook, we're trying to pave the road for the day that will come when eventually we'll have a Jewish leader like Rabbi Kahana who will once again be able to offer the Jewish people the hope of redemption and the hope of doing what Hashem, what God, has commanded us to do. Because on the day when we do what God has commanded us to do, all of our enemies will face destruction. And there will be eternal redemption this time. The return of Israel to the return of the Jews to the land of Israel the third time, this is the final return. And this is the time of redemption. And we're going to have a lot of roadblocks and a lot of obstacles and a lot of difficulties which self-hating Jews are creating. And the self-hating behavior of this generation of Jews is creating those obstacles. But in the end, God is still going to bring that redemption. One way or the other, He's going to bring it. Because He promised our forefathers He was going to do it. Because He promised the good generations of Jews who are willing to give their lives for the cause, for the Jewish people, for the Torah, and because of their belief in Hashem. Those good Jews, those Jews who were burned alive on the stake during the Spanish Inquisition and Inquisitions in other countries, refusing to convert when the Catholic Church said, if you don't convert, we'll burn you alive, you and your families. Those Jews, thousands of them who were burned alive, saying, Shema Yisrael, Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. For the sake of those Jewish martyrs, for the sake of the Jews who were murdered heroically, fighting for the Jewish people in all generations, for their sake, God will bring the final redemption. Certainly not for the sake of the self-hating, intermarried, assimilated Jews of America. Certainly not for their sake. But those of you who are in JTF, you're part of a movement and an organization that is fighting to bring truth to the Jews of Israel and to bring truth to the world. And that's our mission. That's what we have to do. Because in the end, and I don't know when it's going to happen, could be 100 years from now, but it won't be much more than 100 or 200 years from now, because we're in the stages, once we have the recreation of a Jewish state, the Jews come back and the land of Israel is a beautiful, lush garden again. It's no longer a desolate place. Once all of those prophecies have been fulfilled, as they have in our generation, and they've been fulfilled since 1948, since the recreation and resurrection of a Jewish state after 2,000 years, once those prophecies have come true, it's only a matter of time. Could take a year, 100 years, 200 years, but we're on the way. It's not going to take 1,000 years. It's not going to take 500 years. We're definitely on the way toward redemption. I don't know if we're going to live to see it. We may not live to see it. But we have to do everything we can to pave the road, to bring it as quickly as possible. That's our mission. That's really why we're in this world. And so you're in the right place if you want this message to reach the Jews of Israel, and if you want our English language video that you see here every week also to at least reach whomever it reaches, so that there'll be some voice of truth out there, that there'll be someone who lights a candle in the darkness. Because if we work together as a team, we can change Jewish history and we can make this a better world. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.